What's up, everybody? It's time for another Ghost Cult Magazine podcast. I'm your host, Keefe. Today's podcast is an interview with False. False's brand new record, Portent, is out now on Gilead Media. Check it out. I'm here with the fine people of False. How are you guys doing? Welcome back to New York.
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Hello.
So we're here to talk about the new record, Portend, out now on Gilead Media. Amazing, amazing record. I didn't think you guys would top Hunger. I love that record so much. It was really special to me, but this record is insanely great. I know you guys went through a lot of stuff on the way to making it. All your records seem to be very, you know, very cathartic and based on very personal stuff, but this record in particular is very special, but also probably like really hurt on the way to making it. So I wanted to kind of start there and talk about kind of the personal stuff that maybe went into making this, or as much or as little of that as you want to talk about.
Sure. I mean, I feel like this Portent, compared to our last few records, as the band as a whole, like individual and collectively, we went through a lot more than we have before. And so us, the record basically came together as like, or all six of us being together was like really part of like the healing process. And so the record's an extension of that, because we were already like working on it before all this stuff started happening to everybody. It was kind of like snowballed, and like, you know, literally everybody in the band went through something, so it was good to have one another to support and be emotionally cathartic with one another.
As one does as they get older, they go through these transformative experiences that inform them for the rest of their lives, and that was very much important. There was a day where we went to one of our bandmates' dad's funeral, and we left to go to our other bandmate's wedding. And that kind of describes the sort of emotional experiences that went into making the record.
I mean, that's all we live, we lose, right? You lose people, you have your heart broken, you have moments of elation. But I think it's, you know, for an artist, you kind of, you know, funnel that down through your work. And it's helpful. Like you said, it's a healing process, you know, and hopefully performing it or continuing to relive it doesn't, hopefully it keeps making it better. It doesn't make it worse.
Untitled was like rife for me personally with my like intense relationship with suicidal ideation. The amount of that album, which is just me trying to stay alive, and comparing it to Portent now, you know, having gone through those experiences and going through the experiences that we've gone through in the last couple of years, it was actually pretty positive, because at the end of the day, it was like, oh, I actually feel like being alive, you know, and continuing.
Especially like last year in particular for between like what's happened for myself and like other folks in the band's like, I feel like I'm making more of a point to like actually live. Like I kind of like take more chances that I now compared like when I used to, like, because at the end of the day, you don't know, like, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And so if you're like, if you have a goal, if you have something in mind that you want to do, it's not, I'm trying to be more cognizant of like, okay, well, if you want to do this, you should just do it, because if you keep putting it off, like, you know, that might be it. Like, you don't know. So.
Very, very well said. Very poignant there. You know, I think, it's very well said. Life is not guaranteed, and We're here. We have our escapes. Music is a great escape, whether you play it, perform it, write it, listen to it, review it, in our case. So, yeah, thank you for this music. Thank you for sharing that. It's not easy to talk about art and these abstract feelings in very plain terms, but I appreciate that. Thank you. One thing I've always loved about the band is either live or on record, you guys are really great at sort of making a space for everybody. I like very chaotic music, but I like to be able to hear everybody. I like to be able to pick out parts and not feel like something is overshadowing something else. And it seems like it's been a through line for you guys from the beginning, and certainly best achieved, I think, on the new record. And some of that is production. But I can say also live. I think one of my takeaways from the last time I saw you guys live was everything is in its place. Everybody is not competing for space. Is that something you guys just do naturally? Is that something you talk about or put a lot of time into? I'm wondering.
I mean, in regards to the production, it's definitely a cognizant like decision to go a much cleaner route because the songs end up being more having a lot more intricacies compared to some of the last one. Like Untitled was definitely more of like a visceral, like in your face record versus this one. Versus Porn's more of a take your time and let things sink in. There's like more layers to it, and so we didn't want it to get kind of buried, but also without losing kind of that like raw live feel. So we were conscientiously making sure we weren't losing that aspect of the recording process as well, because we didn't want to become too like sterile.
Yeah. Well, naturally, all of us personally have a distaste for hierarchy. So in a personal sense, there is no hierarchical behavior that's intentional among any of us, and we always try to give each other the space to do and feel and be and play what they want to play. And that also means that we are all very good at taking turns when we need to, like knowing that it's somebody else's turn in that moment. So it's not a competition, it's just a matter of collectivism.
Nice, and also especially important for a vocalist of any stripe. There's a lot of bands where there are great vocals or there are great parts, but there's definitely like a lot of bleed into the vocal parts, especially in black metal, especially extreme metal. You might have some very high tone pitch guitars or something very tremolo picking, and it'll kind of overshadows a really great vocal. So I'm appreciative that the vocals get to come through beautifully. The keyboards have their moment. Everything, like I said, in its place.
I gotta say, I gotta thank Adam Tucker for that. Mm-hmm. He knows us, and I do think he does a great job of listening to our songs and trying to accentuate what we would want to accentuate and when.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great job. And you as well, because I think at this point you're kind of also producing yourselves a little bit at this point. I think so many records in, you're also responsible for your sound. Not a lot of bands can do that. I think there's an editing process. I think it's hard to keep track of. You have to be able to say that's not that part, this part. And you know, younger artists and emerging artists don't do it as well. They need somebody in there to say, wag a finger at them. I'm wagging a finger. Nobody can see me wagging a finger on a podcast. Memo to self. Anyway, so I appreciate that you guys seem to really put a premium on that.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it's frankly, with long form songs, it's really hard not to get lost in the weeds when you're listening to it. It's especially if you're trying intentionally to listen to it over and over again and figure out how you want it to sound. It's yeah.
It's always good to have fresh ears on it. Just to keep, like you said, so you don't get lost. But after like 20 million times of listening for like edits or like redos or whatever, it's yeah. It could be a lot to process.
Right on. I can't chat with you guys without mentioning the great job Gilead has done with you. Not just, I think of them more as like a label, but also as a partner to all their bands. And it really shows with the way they've promoted the band, or not over promoted the band, properly promoted the band maybe. And I have a bias as a journalist, but you see how labels operate and really push some bands and not others. But they have been there. First of all, they're very egalitarian with everybody. Everybody's got a shot, I think.
And they give every, well, I shouldn't say they, it's Adam Bartlett. Yeah. You know, Adam Bartlett has single-handedly created a community across the country that will forever be ingrained and linked with one another. He gives everybody the space to do exactly as they want to do and when they want to do it. And that's because he only chooses to work with people that, quite frankly, aren't jerks or idiots, to say it plainly.
He's got a really great jerk person detector, is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No assholes allowed, really.
Yeah. It's kind of refreshing where to see somebody who cares that much, like, is that vested in, like, the art that he's putting out there, and not just from, like, a business perspective, but just from a personal level. Like, everything, every record he puts out means something to him, and the people that write those records mean something to him, versus, you know, like you said, like, some labels might push certain bands and, you know, undersell others, and at the end of the day, for a lot of those labels, it's just a numbers game. It's like, if you're a business, that's your prerogative, but, you know, that's not the way Adam operates, and we're grateful for that. Yeah.
Awesome. I just saw that Migration Fest is coming back. Super stoked. Cannot wait for the announcements. I would hope you guys would, if you're going to be in America, well, at the time, we'll get a chance to be part of it. So just pumped. Just my own personal two cents. Super pumped for Migration Fest. Let's just say that. And then I definitely wanted to kind of touch on, certainly there's a lot of bands in the scene in the Midwest. I don't know why the Midwest is churning out so many great bands and so many great records lately, or just in general. I know Minnesota has like a very rich history of sort of Scandinavian people. Oh, I love Prince. I've mentioned Prince in the review. I'm just going to point that out. I take any excuse to mention Prince. Purple Rain, 25 years this summer. So, oh, I'm jealous. Is it popping, the print?
Oh, it was. Yeah. Not. I mean, what an awesome experience to be in a theater watching that with a bunch of other people. It was, yeah, it was awesome.
Word. I love Prince so much. Morris Day and the Time just played the Gathering of Juggalos, and I got to see the Revolution this year. So they're going to come back on another tour. So if you
Day plays our state fair like every summer.
Awesome. So jealous. Which was my state fair. I love Morris Day. If you get a chance to go see the Revolution, I can't recommend it enough. They do everything from the heart. It's beautiful. Stokely Carmichael is doing all the high vocals and stuff. Yeah, we're just, all right, getting trolled. Band members trolling. What else? What a gift this record is. It's really tremendous, definitely, in my opinion. Going to be talking about it later in the year. I know that's not why you make music. Awards don't matter. It's metal. Nobody cares except us personally. But what a gift this record has been, I think, to listen to and have. Certainly helped me out through some tough times. I'm having a tough time. Not ashamed to talk about it. So it's great to have this music that's like, I think this person that's screaming and this music that's yelling at me knows how I feel. And that's a good feeling for me. I gotta say thank you.
You know what? I gotta say that, you know, I can't speak for my bandmates, but that's what it's all about, is creating connections.
Yeah. The fact that, like, you're, you know, even having a discussion about talking about, like, your own, you know, personal issues or what you're going through, that's, like, important. And I feel a lot of people don't talk about those issues, and it's like, it's been really cool with this record, having conversations with people and them being more open, complete strangers being completely open, be like, hey, like, I'm going through this and this, like, I read that your record was written because of this or influenced by, you know, your own stuff. And so it's been nice to connect with people on a level that's more on something more than just music, you know. It's like an actual human experience. So we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's hard to find meaning in life, and when you find it, you gotta lap it up.
Indeed. I feel like we're still strangely in this crazy time of crazy divided time and shootings every day. We still can't talk about our feelings. We can't say, I'm having a bad time, somebody help me. There's a stigma, like, oh, that guy, that person is weak. if they reach out or ask for help or say I'm vulnerable, like that vulnerability is still not respected. I don't understand how in 2019 we're still having this conversation, but personally, I think one of the things I like to do is make sure that that dialogue is open to anybody. Somebody in my tweet stream was talking like, I've given up all hope. And I was like, hey man, you need to DM somebody? Here's my cell phone number. I'm here for you. And I think we all need to try to take a little responsibility and be there for strangers as much as we need to be there for ourselves and each other, because by helping other people, we're going to hopefully heal ourselves. You know, that's just my two cents. This interview became about something totally random, but it's important. It's important. I'm glad you guys have opened up a dialogue about it to your fans. I hope more people, more artists do that. And I have nothing else, so I'm going to just say thank you for hanging out with us, and thank you for sharing, because again, not easy to talk about this stuff. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thanks for checking out today's podcast. Follow, like, and subscribe wherever you hear these podcasts. Also, check out Ghost Cult Magazine on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And finally, check us out at ghostcultmag.com. We're out. Peace.